The Alaska Congressional Delegation introduced legislation yesterday that seeks to protect the bowhead whaling quota for Alaska Natives. Currently, the International Whaling Commission sets the quotas for a five-year period, but the IWC has become increasingly political and growing divisions over nations such as Japan, who seek to resume commercial whaling, have threatened Alaska Eskimo subsistence whaling quotas in past meetings. Senator Ted Stevens says he worked with the Alaska Eskimo Whaling Commission, the AEWC, and whaling captains before introducing the bill.
And we decided to put in legislation to try and make this permanent now, a permanent federal law that gives the AEWC to set their annual take for whales based upon scientific principles, which would be approved by the Secretary of Commerce. And that's fairly routine because we do rely upon the judgment of the Alaska Eskimo Whaling Commission. But it seemed to us that it was no longer right to depend upon the International Whaling Commission when they're subject to the political pressures that come to that commission regarding whaling in other parts of the world.
Votes on the IWC are split between nations that engage in whaling and their supporters and nations that oppose it. Many of the opposing nations make money from tourism that includes whale watching, but some simply believe it is morally wrong to kill whales. Stevens says the respect Alaska whalers have for the animal is well known, and they use science to support their harvest numbers. They also do not waste the whales they harvest.
They use every single thing that they bring in from the whale, and what they can't possibly use, they put out in great big steel tins near barrel for the polar bears to chew on. So as a practical matter, this is a cultural matter. It is part of the Eskimo way of life. And since it is so much ingrained in their very being as part of our Alaska society, I felt it was proper for us to do this. And to raise the issue, if there's no objection, we can get it done quickly this year. If there is any objection raised, we'll have to address it next year in the next Congress.
Stevens says the U.S. should still maintain its membership in the IWC because the organization plays an important role in dealing with the commercial whaling controversy.
But too many nations have tried to change our position on that subject and sort of leverage and threaten to not agree with the Alaska Eskimo Whaling Commission position about an extension every 5 years.
The legislation would amend the Whaling Convention Act of 1949 so that the Secretary of Commerce would have authority to issue bowhead whale quotas to Eskimo whalers if the IWC failed to do so. The current quota is authorized for 4 more years. A call to Barrow-based AEWC Director Harry Brower for comment was not returned by airtime.